It's a few months ago. I'm enjoying my job and trying to bring value to my team when a high-visibility project comes up. Despite being unfamiliar with the framework we plan to use for this project, I'm excited to work on it. I set out to learn by doing, implementing a chunk of the project within this framework. After reading some code, writing some new code by trial and error, and asking a lot of questions, I'm finally able to get this piece finished. More exciting than that, my implementation serves as a model for much of the rest of the project. Being that I know the framework well at this point, I'm teaching the rest of the team how to use it. As a team, it feels like we're firing on all cylinders, and I love knowing that I'm bringing so much value to my colleagues. Then I submit a piece of code for review. One of my team members notices a flaw in it. Immediately, my thoughts rush to how I can justify the flaw. Underlying this reaction is the belief that this flaw reveals my own incompetence. I start to type up a response, but as I write, I realize that he's right. I thought I knew everything there was to know about this framework, but clearly I don't. I delete my response and fix the problem instead. I'm Samuel Taylor. Welcome to my podcast. This episode is a bit more personal than usual, so I would appreciate it if you listen with charitable ears. Since the time of that story, I've found a healthier way to think of my work. Today on the show, we'll examine the origins of and problems with my initial belief so that we can find a healthier alternative. I think the core problem in that story is a lack of mental separation between my work and myself. This stems from the fact that creating software can be a deeply personal enterprise. When I'm in the zone, it can feel like the code I'm writing somehow emanates from my being rather than me actively writing it. Given this understanding, criticism of my work is also criticism of myself, my character, and my abilities. This belief, though not one I consciously chose, is harmful. If criticism is painful, human nature says to avoid it. Unfortunately, avoiding criticism means avoiding learning, because the best learning often comes from making mistakes and fixing them. In the face of this belief, we can choose a healthier relationship to our work. Specifically, I find it helpful to mentally separate my code from my sense of self. In other words, I try to avoid tying my ego up in my work outputs. This mental model is more true to the realities of software development. On a daily basis, I am faced with countless constraints. Perhaps I must complete a task within a given time frame. Maybe I have to use a specific tool. These constraints mean that the work I produce cannot be considered to be solely a reflection of my character or abilities. In some way, the work also embodies the constraints I was under while creating it. Given an infinite amount of time and resources, I'm sure all of us would create impeccable and beautiful software. However, in a world of constraints, our work is less likely to be perfect. How can we rein in our ego? I've noticed that as soon as I am aware that my ego is flaring up, it's easy to see how silly I'm being. To this end, I've found two activities helpful: journaling and meditation. Journaling for me consists of sitting down in the evening a few times each week and writing about what has happened in the few days before. By intentionally recalling and reviewing my actions, I'm able to be more objective in my view of myself. If you're interested in journaling, I highly recommend the book Redirect by Timothy Wilson, which explores a bunch of interesting research in self-narrative. Aside from journaling, I find that meditation also helps foster the lens of an unbiased observer. When I meditate, I get deliberate, intense practice at noticing my feelings. Bringing this awareness to the rest of my day becomes easier as I continue this practice. This awareness, in turn, allows me to notice when my ego acts up so that I can respond accordingly. When I'm able to separate my work from myself, I can respond more productively to criticism of my work. I can see that the criticism isn't aimed at me. Instead, something I produced was found to be lacking in some way. Previously, I might waste energy either by beating myself up or trying to justify a mistake. But now I can focus on making whatever improvement is necessary. I still love bringing value to my team, but I've realized how crucial it is to stay humble and how valuable it is to understand that my work is separate from myself. Making a mistake reveals not that I'm incompetent, but that I'm human. And really, aren't we all? Thanks for listening to the show. Let me know what you thought about this episode by tweeting me. I'm at SamuelDataT. Or email me something you've learned about working in a team. My email address is podcast@samueltaylor.org. The music in this episode is by Gillicuddy. Find his work at gillicuddy.com. That's GILLICUDDY.com. And remember, you are not your work, and your work is not you.